Hundreds of thousands of protesters were on the streets of Mexico City again yesterday. Earlier this month, the protests were against the president. Now, his supporters have taken to the streets. NPR's Ada Peralta reports.
Paseo de la Reforma is the most iconic boulevard in Mexico City, and it is packed. There are marching bands and a crowd likely in the hundreds of thousands, and they all came to say one thing. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is not alone. Nicasio Méndez, who is 69, says he's been waiting for a president like López Obrador his whole life.
Y decían los maestros desde la primaria, el pueblo de México es un país rico.
In primary school, he says, our school teachers said Mexico was a very rich country.
Yo decía, ¿dónde está la riqueza que no la veo? Y ahora lo estamos viendo.
But I looked around, he says, and asked, where is that wealth? And now we are finally starting to see it. López Obrador, he says, is cutting checks to elderly people and students. He is redistributing wealth in Mexico. The president is a divisive figure in Mexico. He has hinted he might seek an unconstitutional second term, and his proposal to overhaul the Electoral Commission brought hundreds of thousands to the streets earlier this month. They accused the president of trying to stay in power. Protests this big haven't been seen in years, and they're a symptom of a polarized Mexican population. The split was evident at this march. They decried the economic gap in Mexico and reclaimed the racial slurs hurled at the president. Eugenia Mendoza's placard read, "We Indios Patarrajadas, we Indians with cracked feet, are citizens too."
We deserve respect because we're the majority and we're tired of having been exploited for years, for centuries.
She says López Obrador is flawed and she doesn't want him to run for a second term. What he has done is to challenge white privilege in Mexico. And for that, she says, she is willing to take to the streets. The president himself walked the length of the march amongst the people. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.